Leading up to Election Day on November 2nd, KUCB will be featuring interviews with Alaska Senate candidates about fisheries policy. This week, we spoke with Sitka Mayor and Democratic candidate Scott McAdams. Welcome, Scott. All right, so I guess just starting off, when you were younger, you worked as a deckhand. Can you talk a little bit about what that was like and what kind of boats you worked on?
Sure. I did work as a commercial fisherman in my younger years, in my 20s. I spent some time out in Alaska, out on the Andrianoff Islands, handbait longlining. I worked on a boat called the Wild Thing, and the target species was black cod. Seined in the southeast Alaska area, longlined in the Gulf, and seined in the Kodiak area.
And how has that experience, as well as your experience as mayor of a coastal town, shaped your view of fisheries management?
Well, you know, absolutely, it influenced me. In fact, commercial fisheries is really where I learned what a day's work was, what it is. You know, it certainly shaped me in my view of the world. I think that commercial fishing is a great lifestyle. I think it's a lifestyle that is worth protecting. And certainly, as the mayor of Sitka, you know, we have the eighth most valuable commercial catch in the country. We don't quite rank as high as Alaska and Dutch Harbor, but certainly it's critically important to our economy. Down in Sitka, we've got a number of local permit holders and owner-operators. But yeah, our fisheries all over the state are important not only to our economy, but to our culture and our way of life.
So none of Alaska's major fishing organizations have endorsed you. Groups like United Fishermen of Alaska and Marine Conservation Alliance have instead endorsed Senator Lisa Murkowski. How do you account for this?
You know, I couldn't really speak to all of the internal mechanisms of UFA, exactly what the rationale is. But I think the folks at UFA know that I'm a guy who grew up in a town. I learned to read, write, and reason in a community where 85 cents on the dollar comes from commercial fishing. Just because the UFA and others at a board level have endorsed an incumbent, that doesn't mean that I'm not actively pursuing a coastal community vote.
If elected senator, are there any amendments that you would like to make to Magnuson-Stevens?
You know, I think that Magnuson-Stevens Act has been good to Alaska. I think by putting, creating the mechanisms that are there, the oversight that's there, the governance body that's there, I think that we have a course set for us that allows us to manage the fisheries using the best science available to us in a sustainable way in which multiple gear types and users have access to the process. So, you know, there's nothing that jumps out as far as how I would amend the act that's in play right now.
Mm-hmm. And in the coming months, NIMS is likely to close fisheries in the Western Aleutians to protect the Stellar Sea Lion population there. When it's a matter of the Endangered Species Act coming against the interests and often livelihoods of commercial fishermen, how do you weigh that? And how would you plan to move forward on this issue if elected senator?
You know, I think that it's critically important that we have the best science available and that we have the resources there to be able to track and really identify what the actual cause of marine mammal populations can be attributed back to. What I do know is that Alaska's commercial fisheries are some of the best managed in the world. The methods in which we extract our fish use some of the best technology and methods out there on the planet. And so, you know, I think it's unfortunate when this sort of situation happens. But, you know, when I go to Washington, D.C., I'll definitely fight for fishermen and fishing interests.
You've talked a lot about resource development in your campaign, but there are times when developing energy resources can come in conflict with protecting fishing resources. Probably the most controversial example of this is Pebble Mine. What is your stance on that?
Yeah, I'm the only candidate in this race who is opposed to Pebble Mine and who says is opposed to Pebble Mine. Other folks, have more nuanced language. I'm opposed to it. When you take a look at the headwaters of the Bristol Bay salmon fishery, which is home to the most abundant and most profitable red salmon fishery in the world, that's just too big of a risk to take, by opening up that mine. So I'm opposed to Pebble. I'm also the only candidate in this race who is unwavering in his opposition to Bristol Bay oil and gas. I think that, again, the fisheries wealth out there, the fisheries economy out there is too great and too important in our state to gamble with.
So what avenues would you recommend for resource development then?
Well, you know, we are a big state, and, you know, I am in support of of developing our oil resource in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas, which, you know, I believe that there are safety mechanisms available to us to ensure that we develop oil using the highest standards on the planet. You know, the thing about Alaskan extracted natural resources is it really is the green choice in a global marketplace. When we think about, the products that we use, the goods and services that we enjoy, oftentimes they come from a global marketplace. Well, this campaign believes that Alaskan extracted is the responsible choice that puts Alaskans to work, and that's what we'll support. But, you know, with the exception of Pebble, which really puts two different industries against one another, and I think that it's the wrong mine in the wrong place, really at the wrong time, and that the fisheries resource is just too valuable to risk.
Mm-hmm. And I guess changing gears, what are your thoughts on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council's plan to overhaul the Observer Program, which was announced this week?
You know, I think that it's important that I think it is important that we keep those fees as low as we possibly can. I think that, you know, if I was senator, one of the things I'd look to is to try to offset costs for our commercial fishermen. I mean, right now I think that when you take a look at a percentage of the dockside value of catch to cover the cost of observers, it is a burden on our fishermen. But, you know, certainly we do have to have good science in making sure that we manage the biomass and make sure that the fishery is sustainable. I guess my position would be that we need to continue to look at ways to ease the burden on actual fishermen. It's really one of the things about science and oversight and regulation is the purvey of government. And so, you know, there's a little bit of inequity there when we require our fishermen to bear the cost.
And lastly, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, hey, thanks for the time.
Thank you. That was Democratic Senate candidate Scott McAdams.